Let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, Marshall, all I could tell you is I could barely hear you.
You could barely hear me now?
Barely.
Wow. I can hear you perfect. Why can't you? How low are we?
This happened, I think, yesterday morning as well. Or Friday morning, and you had to call me on the phone.
And you could hear everybody? You could hear everybody else well, but you can't
hear me? I hear everybody else. I just can't. I mean, I hear you, but it is like, it is just like, you know, very, very, very distant. What do you think?
I think I'm going to check my, I'm going to check what's going on here. While we're talking, I'll check and see why the audio settings, see what they say. Microphone, speakers. Yeah, it's got everything down here correctly. Let's see about the level here. Automatically adjust. Well, the level, it says it's all the way up.
Yeah, that's very strange. I do not know.
Hello?
Yep, I do not know.
All right, well, I don't know. It's bizarre. Very bizarre.
Well, as long as you could hear me, I'll go on and see if you ask me a question, if I could barely hear you. But in the meantime, we'll have sun followed by some clouds in the low 50s today. Tonight, we have a chance of showers in the low to mid 30s. And again, folks, some places, especially some of the colder valleys, can have a little bit of freezing rain tonight. This would be after midnight, so we'll have to, really, really watch that. It's not going to be widespread, but it'll be around. And then Wednesday, variably cloudy with a scattered shower or two, low 50s, lots of clouds, very mild Thursday, showers, low 60s, staying mild, some rain on Friday, mid 60s. That rain could move out Friday afternoon. That'll allow for clearing. Breezy weather Saturday, but Easter Sunday still looks a little bit unsettled. Right now, the timing would be for a chance of some showers in the morning and then partly sunny in the afternoon. And the temps on Easter Sunday may just stay in the 40s. So at least we don't have any real ominous weather as we go into the Easter weekend.
What about the Easter sunrise services? What's the temperature at sunrise?
That could be in danger as far as just dry weather. That may not be the case. We will just have to wait and watch and see the timing of the front. First we deal with nor'easters, now we're dealing with fronts. And as of Sunday morning, there's a 30-50% chance of a little bit of rain or wet snow shower activity Sunday morning with temperatures somewhere between 35 and 40. I think in the afternoon it'll turn partly cloudy.
Well, if there's been mornings where can you hear me better now, by the way?
Slightly.
All right. There have been mornings on Easter sunrise services, especially lately in the past few years, where the temperature has been in the single digits. It really has been,
Yeah, well, especially when Easter falls early.
Yeah.
You have that problem. So, and I'm still not convinced that, we're out of the woods next week, but we shall see. I'm not even,
Let's not even think about
that right now because I just don't want to be bothered with it. And who cares at this point?
Let's not even think about possible next week. Let's not even think about it.
Right, exactly. That's the way I look at it. So who cares? We'll just hope that the weekend is nice and everybody can travel, get to grandma's house and the whole bit without too much of a hassle. Yes, truly will be traveling. There's no doubt about that.
Speaking about hassle, yesterday I'm home, and instead of watching your movie, which I should have done, I have a broken toilet seat, right? So I said, okay, I'll replace it. Because when I ordered one from Amazon, and it came. When I go into the bathroom, this is a Kohler toilet. One of these water-saving toilets that are low to the ground.
Right.
And unlike every other toilet, how when you put seats on toilets, you on the bottom you screw up and you tighten them, everything? Not with Kohler toilets. They have special screws that go right into the toilet. There's nothing to put on the bottom. It's a special attachment. The bad thing about it, Pat, was I started about 12:30 to do this, and I finished. This is just getting the seat off, Pat. I finished at about 4 o'clock.
Wow.
And I cut myself a couple of times, so all over the white porcelain. It looked like there was a mass murder in my house yesterday.
Jeez.
And I finally got the seat off because the person who put the seat on last time, it was broken about 5-6 years ago. It wasn't designed for a Kohler. And so I ended up having to basically hacksaw very carefully so I didn't break the porcelain, the screws that they used to get it out of there. It was an unbelievable job. The cats and the dogs were petrified yesterday because coming from the sounds emanating from the bathroom were not nice.
Were just not good.
Yeah. Now, have you ever watched A Christmas Story, the movie? Pat?
Yes.
Have you ever watched A Christmas Story? The movie A Christmas Story with a family?
I think so.
Well, you know, there's a scene where the father goes down in the cellar because the furnace is malfunctioning, and all you hear is, that's what it was for 3.5 hours. And the cats and dogs were all hiding because they all thought I was mad at them.
Well, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but as they normally say, better you than me.
And today it's a trip into the city. Is it going to be warmer in the city today?
Not really. Temperatures today, 45 to 50 in the city.
Is it going to be windy?
Not too much of a breeze, but okay. It will be clouding up as you get there. And probably on your way back, it'll be mostly cloudy. Right now, it's like partly sunny, but it will be clouding up. So it's not going to be a pretty day in the city.
Okay.
And Marshall, find out what's wrong with the Skype.
We put a new audio line in, and I'm looking at the Skype. I'm looking at it right now, and it won't let me adjust. For this Skype will not let me adjust the audio levels up like the old one did. I don't understand it. I'm looking at it right now, and see, and it says it automatically adjust microphone settings. And I take that off, and I seem to get more of a level when I take it off. Does it sound a little better now?
Not really. Very, very faint. I'm listening to you so carefully, so to try to make out all your words. You sound so far away.
That's absolutely bizarre. I can't figure out why that would happen.
Right, and it's not happening with any other. It's not happening with any other of our clients. I've already done, a few clients in New England already, and one in Pennsylvania, and no problem.
And it says microphone USB codec, and that's what I don't understand. I don't understand it. And it's all the way up. Now I can turn it down, and you should be not, now you can't hear me at all, right?
There. Yes.
I've turned it back all the way up now, and that's the best we can do. So I'll figure it out somehow.
You'll figure it out. All right. If anybody's going to figure it out, it will be you.
It'll be me. That's right. And if I can't figure out, nobody can do it.
That's correct, Marshall.
All right. Well, with that being said, Pat, I'm going to go home. No, I'm not going to go home.
No, you're going to the city.
Go to the city. Get home today about 4:35. And sit in my comfy chair for about an hour and then go to bed. That's what my day looks like.
Sounds like a plan. And hopefully tomorrow morning I'll be able to hear you a little bit better.
Something tells me I've got doubts on this, but I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to see what I can do.
Thanks, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.